When you enter into a real estate transaction, buying or selling, your personal information becomes public record and goes on the internet. That means everyone has access to sensitive personal details about you, from where you live to what you've paid for your home. Well, Chicago Title Land Trust makes it simple and affordable to put an end to all that. Safeguarding your personal information will help protect you from falling victim to identity theft and real estate fraud. Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Protecting your privacy starts here. Call 888-878-7856.
Which winter would you rather? Winter that sounds like... or Florida's winter, which sounds like... Yeah, thought so. Head to Florida for a warmer side of winter.
Look out for that wave!
Go to visitflorida.com.
Accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Hurry, it's your last chance to donate for 2016.
How would you like to make some serious cash flipping houses in your area? Well, get ready. The Nick Vertucci Real Estate Academy, as seen on TV, is coming soon to offer free training workshops. Call 1-800-297-3902 now to get your free tickets. Call 800-297-3902 in the next 30 minutes, and Nick Vertucci, as a bonus, will send you a free copy of his Fortunes in Flipping kit immediately. Call 800-297-3902. That's 800-297-3902 to get your free tickets and learn the Fortunes in Flipping system to get in, get out, and get paid.
Holiday Happy Helpline.
Help, I've got a bad case of present procrastinitis. I left all my gift shopping to the last minute and time is running out.
Just get to Old Navy now.
Old Navy?
Yep, the entire store is up to 75% off right now.
Up to 75% off the entire store?
That's right. Old Navy's got the gifts everyone wants. Cozy scarves, stylish sweaters, the entire store, all at up to 75% off right now.
I can't wait another minute. I'm going there now. Thanks.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy.
Valid 12/19 through 12/24. In stores only. Exclusions apply.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Your weekly horoscope.
Libra, this might be a good week to let that special someone know how you're feeling. Scorpio, it's time to make up your mind about that big decision that's been bothering you for weeks. Sagittarius, everyone will look to you for guidance, so be informed and be prepared. Capricorn, find a way to be cooperative. Let someone else take the lead. Aquarius, this is the week to significantly shorten that long to-do list. And Pisces, look outside of your normal resources. Something that seems odd may be fun. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
The biggest stories in entertainment.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating, pop culture, celebrities.
Give you that news and information.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting. The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Only on CBS.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
At open.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and what better way to kick off your holiday than with the Score Guys. Thursday, don't miss 670 The Score's holiday broadcast, live from Real Time Sports at 1120 West Devon in Elk Grove Village. It all starts with the Mully and Hanley Show at 5 a.m., Spiegel and Goff from 9 a.m. to 1, and the final Boers and Bernstein show ever from 1 to 6. We'll be giving away some great prizes all day, so come get into the holiday spirit with 670 The Score. Brought to you by Lover's Lane, Viking Ski Shop, Windy City Suites, Arango Cigar, and Bolingbrook Golf Club.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The one and only Hub Arkansas.
That's who we're visiting with. Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Remember, tomorrow, Hub is yours.
Hey, you thought Deflategate was a thing. How about Walkie-Talkie Gate now with Ben McAdoo, the odd-looking man, and his team find $150,000 and have draft picks downgraded for illegal use of communications equipment. What?
Yeah, Roger Goodell is not letting anything get by him. I'll tell you what, it's I don't even really understand this one, to be honest with you guys. Obviously, there are rules about this. Obviously, the Giants broke them. But doesn't it bother anybody that 2 weeks earlier, the Giants found two underinflated footballs on the Pittsburgh Steelers sideline, reported that to the league, and the league chose not to get involved because of a technicality in the way it was reported? It's just the silliness goes on. You know, it's I think that what probably Roger Goodell will tell us, he's going to compare this to the whole Videogate thing that the Patriots went through, I guess, was back in 07 with the Jets, and I think they were fined $500,000, so he's going to say that this was audio instead of video. But I've talked to several people around the league today, and they're all just kind of laughing, saying, okay, you know, we guess this is important too.
Oh, my God.
So Cam Newton gets hit in the head again.
Many times.
And I can't figure it out. I've looked at all the compilations, and I've heard everything he has said. And I brought up Shaquille O'Neal many years ago, who posed a puzzle for NBA referees to understand as something that big and that strong and that fast could change the way they looked at a game and defied a lot of officiating in that way. But Cam Newton, yeah, he's big and strong and fast, but there is no excuse for the number of hits on him, hits to the head that have been missed. What's going on? Why does this keep happening with him?
Well, you know, Dan, I think it's symptomatic of kind of what we were just talking about. It's what the people running the league choose to focus on, and they are not going to go after their officials. I think they just feel that it is too big a problem for them to fix correctly. They don't want to take dramatic steps and have them not work out. That's how they came up with this silliness of announcing they're adding 17 full-time officials. Well, what does that mean? You know, you put all 17 of them into two crews. You know, they're adding one more official to each crew. You can have one full-timer on each crew. How is that going to help? They haven't said what this guy is going to do. Maybe this guy's job is going to be look for hits to the head. We really don't know. But it's obviously not enough. It's not the right answer, and the league doesn't want to deal with it. You know, and in the case of Newton, it's more obvious to us because he is so visible and the camera is always on him. It makes up a small percentage of the dangerous hits that these guys are missing. I'm not even blaming the officials for that, because you're asking him to legislate something that's impossible to legislate the way the game is played. But this is where people in the league. This is not just some of us in the media, some fans who are frustrated with this. I'm talking to more and more GM types, ownership types, coaches who are frustrated, you know, because they're saying we've got the greatest thing going here. It seems almost impossible to damage the shield, yet we clearly are starting to do some damage to it. And part of it is because the people in charge want to focus on the wrong things. And it wouldn't be that hard to fix this problem with Cam Newton. Take one of your officials who's doing the game and say, watch him on every play and make sure the flag comes out every time he gets hit in the head. That wouldn't be hurting anybody else. That wouldn't be taking away from the quality of the officiating. It's an easy thing to fix, and they won't do it.
Where do you rank, by the way, I don't think I've ever asked you the quality of officiating in the NFL?
You mean as compared to other sports? Or
yeah. So, where do you rank the referees working in every Sunday, Monday, Thursday, whatever it is?
Terry, I think that they're pretty good. I think it's a really difficult job. I think that, you know, part of what makes them take so much crap is the fact that the league won't clarify some of the rules to allow them, to call them more consistently. I do get frustrated with officials. Every crew has its own version of pass interference. That's obviously the hardest one to call, and how much they're going to let them get away with. But when you realize the scale, or I shouldn't say the scale, but the abilities of these athletes, these 22 kids on the field who are running around at speeds that these older gentlemen roughing the game cannot possibly keep up with, and yet they're trying to, and they're trying to always be in the right place in the right time, I think for the most part they do a real good job. The problem is that the game has become so big, and it's such big business, there's so much money involved, everybody wants it to be perfect. You know, I think what, it was interesting to me, I didn't hear anybody crying about what a lousy job baseball umpires do once they had to deal with replay. I mean, just look at the playoffs with the Cubs alone. How many did we see turned over? You know, and you could find it in every sport. I don't think there is such a thing as traveling in the NBA. I don't think that rule exists. They claim it does, but you know, they don't care. You know, you can take five steps if you want. If it's a good dunk, what the hell? So I would say that on average, compared to other sports, I think NFL officiating is pretty good.
Be more specific, if you would, when you talked about your previous answer about what people around the league are saying, that the league has things it could focus on that it's not. I mean, I know you mentioned specifically what it could do if it wanted to help out Cam Newton, but what else are you kind of getting at there that people are complaining about regarding the league improperly using its resources or its muscle?
I think folks are frustrated by the Thursday night football situation, Dan, and the belief that, you know, if you got rid of Thursdays but did add an extra game or two, realistically you wouldn't be making the game more dangerous and you'd be benefiting everybody. I know of certain owners who say, hey, this is the most obvious 6 or 12% revenue increase we've ever seen in our lives, and if we could do it safely, why wouldn't we do it? I know that there are many, many folks at all levels, players, coaches, and front office people who are embarrassed by the lack of understanding of the domestic violence situations. Drug use in the NFL, honestly, is not the situation that it is in other sports. You don't catch multiple PED abusers, if you think about it. I just refuse to put marijuana on a scale of a major crime. I just, knowing that these guys are all between the ages of 20 and 30, if you take the general population, how many of their peers are doing it. So beyond that, I don't think you have the drug issues in the NFL that you sometimes find in other sports, and yet there are people who say, why are we so focused on, you know, suspending a guy for smoking pot, but we're not worried about, you know, them getting killed on the field taking shots to the head? So they're just, it's like anything else, there's a lot of folks who think that they could do it better, and specifically a lot of this gets back to health and safety and just regulating the quality of play.
As we sit here today, how about we get ready to let you go, and the kids will have you tomorrow. Is there any inkling that you've heard from anybody involved with the Bears or any of your people that they're going to make a coaching change? Because a couple of people I've seen already calling for John Fox's head. It doesn't seem likely to me, but I'll ask you what your people are saying.
Terry, I am not hearing from anybody that it's likely to happen.
Okay.
It would be too dramatic coming on the heels of the very dramatic decision to axe both Phil Emery and Mark Trestman as quickly as they did. I don't pretend to be talking to George McCaskey directly on or off the record about the subject, and he's obviously the only guy, you know, who could really pull the trigger unless Ryan Pace went to him and said, I need this. But my sense is that they believe that they have much bigger issues, not bigger, they have other issues to deal with that will help them improve much more quickly than making a change in the head coach.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, Hub, looking forward to tomorrow night and your callers, your friends on the phones.
All right, guys, have a great night.
You too.
That's Hub.
Scoreboard update.
5:30 in the Northwestern Basketball Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena tonight at 7. Single game and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. The Bears take on Washington Saturday. That meant they practiced on their normal day off today. Eddie Goldman, Cravon LeBlanc, Pernell McPhee, Willie Young, and Tracy Porter all held out of practice today with injuries. Team still hasn't made a decision on whether or not to activate cornerback Kyle Fuller. Here's John Fox.
Looking inside of people sometimes is not real easy. All we can do as coaches is, look at what's on the field and, evaluate it and make a decision. And it's all about what's best for the team.
Bears have to make a decision on Fuller by 3 p.m. tomorrow. They'll get some help on defense this week as linebacker Jarrell Freeman returns following a four-game league suspension. Bears also making a couple roster moves today, signing running back Braylon Addison to the active roster, placing wide receiver Eddie Royal on IR, and waiving offensive lineman Cornelius Edison. Blackhawks host Ottawa tonight. Scott Darling will be in goal again for this one, but Coach Joe Quenneville said today that Corey Crawford could play on Friday against Colorado. Artem Anisimov also sitting out tonight with an upper body injury. He could return on Friday as well. Puck drops tonight at 7:30. In college football, we've got the Boca Raton Bowl in Florida tonight. This one pits Memphis against Western Kentucky. Notre Dame has named Mike Elko defensive coordinator. Bulls are back to 500 after a win last night at home. They'll return to action tomorrow night when Washington comes to town. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. Tis the season for holiday savings. Get to Chicagoland's centrally located BMW Center and get a $1,000 holiday credit on select new BMWs. Visit ElmhurstBMW.com today. And get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the 2016 season. Only $19.99. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
Thank you, Julie. And I will say this on Boys and Bernstein. We've had two of our football guys on, longtime guys, Matt Miller and then Hub just now. Neither one of them sounds like they really are too hot on any carrying bags of cash to John Gruden for various reasons, are they? Not too high on that idea.
I think your antenna are properly tuned because I got the same message right there.
Yeah, my message is clear. No.
Right now, if you are caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, you will win a $15 Jets Pizza gift card. It's the gift that keeps on giving, brought to you this holiday season by Jets Pizza and The Score. You know, one of the cool things about this show and about the divergent opinions that we have and sort of the wide disparity that we have is that you can get different takes on an issue. And the issue today has been some of these potential first-round picks in the NFL draft saying, you know what, I'm not going to play some dumbass bowl game, as I don't need to and I don't want to. And Matt Miller said, yeah, absolutely. They should do whatever they think is in the best interest of their financial future.
Their future, yeah.
You know, Dave Wannstedt was angry about it. We have an old-school, new-school divide here because, you know, Greg Gabriel, being the personnel guy, thinks that, and I understand from his perspective, if you're a personnel guy, and especially if it's a lot of first round picks, those are the ones with your name on them. Those are your signatures. And if you are uncertain about a football character or lacking another game to watch him play, because I think if I'm in his position, I'm thinking, all right, let's say it's the Cactus Bowl. Let's say it's the Sun Bowl. And you see that guy out there busting his ass in that game, it tells you something about him. You see a guy loafing through that game, maybe it tells you something about him.
That tells you something,
too. Right, and now you're denied that opportunity, and you can ask him all the questions about how much he loves football, but the counterpoint, I think, is very valid. The only reason you go to college, especially if you're a football player, the reason you're going is to optimize your professional future.
Mm-hmm.
If that means in the classroom, great. If that means in the NFL, great. And you do whatever is best for your financial future. That coach could up and leave, and often does.
It often does.
So long, suckers. I got a better job. It's all about team, all about team, all about team. I'm not coaching some damn Sun Bowl. I'm out of here. And that happens. They'll also run you off a scholarship if they are able to recruit guys at your position who are better than you are. And all of a sudden, oh, wait a second, we get that guy. Oh, we're out of scholarships. Oh, by the way, yeah, I don't like your game. I don't like what you're doing. Move your locker down here. We'll pull your scholarship. You know, Beckman type stuff. You know, that happens all over the place. So for then to say, wait a second, he's abandoning his team. Screw you. For what the NCAA has done with free labor all this time, if the NFL wants to control for this, what they can do is they can have some version of a minor league, and it doesn't have to be based on baseball or hockey. It doesn't have to be multiple levels. It could be something closer to the NBDL. Or short of that, even if you don't want guys cracking skulls and playing games, set up academies the way that baseball does it in some of the Latin countries, these big glittery Dominican academies, where you say, okay, you don't have to play college, but you're physically not ready to play NFL football. So this isn't basketball. And this isn't a non-collision sport where it's a baseball. So we are going to have an age restriction, but we're going to draft you young, and we'll build you up physically. We'll help you out mentally. We'll get you ready for all this. And you don't have to pretend to be a college student, and you don't have to do anything for free to make a coach rich. So there's going to be something here that's going to change, especially if, you know, we keep saying arbitrarily, oh, well, it's not a playoff game. Well, what's going to happen is you're going to have a potential first-round pick who's going to say, I'm not playing. I'm playing the playoffs. I don't care. I'm not here for my college team. I'm here for me. And I don't care if Ohio State or Washington or Alabama or Clemson wins the national championship, because I've got a finite number of snaps, and I'm spinning the wheel of fortune every time I'm out there with injury. So, hey, go ahead. I hope you win the national championship. If you don't, I don't care. I'm going to the NFL. So it really isn't, well, it's these insignificant bowl games. Not really. It might just be somebody saying, the only reason dear old state means anything to me is because I'm trying to get to the NFL.
Yeah, especially in McCaffrey's case. I mean, he was hurt. You know, his numbers finally started to perk up a little bit during the season. But that, you know, it's foolish because he started knowing what it's like to be injured and losing some of your luster, and he seemed to. I have no question. I would never, ever question one of those kids about that decision.
And the thing, too, it's not like, because his dad is Ed McCaffrey.
Ed McCaffrey!
This isn't just like some kid is like, oh, yeah, some street agent got to the parents. No.
No.
No, not in this case.
No.
They got to preserve the meal ticket. No, they don't need a meal ticket. They're fine. He's doing what's best for his professional best interest. And he comes by it honestly, too. I went to college with Christian McCaffrey's uncle, Billy. You remember from some of those basketball teams, mm-hmm. Billy McCaffrey. And similarly, when it was clear that Bobby Hurley was going to be the primary ball handler and the main guy in that backcourt, and he was sort of Mike Krzyzewski's little pet, and for good reason, Billy McCaffrey transferred.
I remember.
He won a national title, and I believe he was the leading scorer in that national title game against Kansas, and he bailed. And the reason he went to Vanderbilt is he wanted an opportunity to prove he could run the point enough that he could be drafted as a point guard, and he could eventually have a professional career as a point guard. He couldn't. He played in Australia. I think he made some money playing in Australia. But he was entirely there looking out for his financial future, his best interests, and sounds like a Hochberg commercial all of a sudden. But it's he was there at Duke in college to try to get to the NBA.
Right.
And when he realized that path was blocked, he bailed. And that's cool.
Well, and they understand, look, that school's not going to bail you out. If you end up getting hurt and costing yourself X amount of rounds in the draft when you were rated highly, and now you're not sure because you're hurt, I mean, hell, there's really nothing anybody should argue against them. Nothing.
Yeah, I see. I know that the guys like Greg have to see it there. He's seeing because he's a scout, because he's big on this whole football character thing. But I do think that while I believe in that stuff, I believe in makeup. I believe in it. See, it means more now, this idea of what is the game? How important is football to mm-hmm. you? Because I interpret that differently also. I'm beginning to interpret that when you see guys like Chris Borland just walk away, say, I'm not doing this anymore. And any number of NFL players say, I don't need this money. It's not worth it to me. That this idea of what constitutes football character can also be interpreted as how much does he not care about his brain? That it's sort of one in the same in a lot of respects now, because anybody who does isn't playing. Anybody who really cares, like if you or is willfully ignorant, is, to me, there's a crossover between this idea of the game means so much to him. you know, like the Luke Kuechlys and Brian Cushings of the world. It's also another way of saying doesn't care if he suffers severe brain damage and has quality of life issues. Because what's the difference?
None. That school's not going to be there to help you bail out. If you cost yourself millions of dollars because you dropped a round or two rounds or whatever, or you got injured, that they're not going to help you.
Right.
They're not going to, hey, all right, you did great for us. Here's something as you go up. No, they're not going to do that.
We've seen the limits of the insurance policies, too, yep, that most guys are able to take out. But they're going to be this. If this becomes what you are, what you do, if you think you could be a first round pick. Like you say, maybe five games into the season's not going well for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to play any more football to make coach rich. I'm done. We're 0-5. I'm done. I'm out. Goodbye. I'm leaving school.
I'm just surprised it hasn't, you know, been an issue way before this. I'm just, you know, I know there's a few here, but and there, as I recall, but if I'm one of those kids and I'm even in the first two rounds, I'm not messing around with that. I'm not messing around with that at all.
Yeah, I know why some old school guys are frightened of what this could do, because there is some slippery slope here. Yeah.
But I'm not doing that.
Right. Football's bad for you, and the less you play of it, the better. Especially
expose yourself to getting hit or blindsided or whatever else happens to you on a football field, the better off you are.
It isn't just catastrophic injury.
Yeah.
It isn't just catastrophic. It is also just the total amount of hits and damage that your body accrues. And I think as we move along, that question, that concern of, well, is football important to him? It's not like asking, is baseball important to him? It's not like asking, is he dedicated to playing the saxophone? Part of it is how willfully ignorant is this guy, and how will we be able to take advantage of grinding his body into dust to help us make money? Those are the real questions that we talk around.
Mm-hmm. I'm preaching the choir here. I'm not a problem with any of those kids. I mean, I wouldn't do it.
We are going to say good evening to Lawrence Holmes, who will handle the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. It's Daniel Braverman sitting with him at House of Music and Entertainment, 1227 West Rand in Arlington Heights. Terry's favorite words in show business next on The Score.
The Chicago Cubs are world champs in 670 The Score. Shaw Media and The Daily Herald are exclusively bringing you a special keepsake to cherish this moment forever. Chicago Cubs world champs is at your local newsstands and bookstores. Stores now, so you can relive the 2016 season. You can also order your copy today at 844-358-CUBS. CBS Radio is a business partner with this magazine's publisher. It's a must-have and the perfect gift for any...
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Now accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's Cars for K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Hurry, it's your last chance to donate for 2016.
You'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're feeling. It's an invitation, you know, to relax just a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her the gift that keeps on giving for both of you. You don't have to wrap, because every pajamagram includes free gift packaging. It's lovely. Christmas delivery, of course, guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE.
Hey, Chicago baseball fans. The hit book, What It Takes, is now available for purchase on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other major websites. Follow the journey of average fan Jacob Riley when, as a gimmick, he gets a chance to play baseball on the north side of Chicago. Can his hard work and ingenuity help him bat over 200, contribute to a major league team, and maybe even lead them to another championship title? Find out in J. Gerard Jr.'s exciting new book, What It Takes. If you're a true Chicago baseball fan, you have to have this book. That's What It Takes by J. Gerard Jr., available on Amazon and other major retailers. Buy it today.
Days in
today. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com.
When you enter into a real estate transaction, buying or selling, your personal information becomes public record and goes on the internet. That means everyone has access to sensitive personal details about you, from where you live to what you've paid for your home. Well, Chicago Title Land Trust makes it simple and affordable to put an end to all that. Safeguarding your personal information will help protect you from falling victim to identity theft and real estate fraud. Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Protecting your privacy starts here. Call 888-878-7856.
Freedom is...
This holiday season, be sure to give gifts that everyone loves. Give gifts from Lover's Lane, like our Christmas bundle. It's three gifts in one. A piece of lingerie, petite to plus size. A bedroom toy, both totaling $100 or more. Then receive half off a love kit. What's a love kit? Our romance specialist will show you all the steamy details.
Ooh.
This holiday season, start playing together at Lover's Lane. If you can't decide, give a gift card.
Which winter would you rather? Winter that sounds like... or Florida's winter, which sounds like...
Florida's awesome!
Yeah, thought so. Head to Florida for a warmer side of winter.
Look out for that wave!
Go to visitflorida.com.
Holiday Happy Helpline. Help, I've got a bad case of present procrastinitis. I left all my gift shopping to the last minute and time is running out.
Just get to Old Navy now.
Old Navy?
Yep, the entire store is up to 75% off right now.
Up to 75% off the entire store?
That's right, Old Navy's got the gifts everyone wants. Cozy scarves, stylish sweaters, the entire store, all at up to 75% off right now.
I can't wait another minute. I'm going there now. Thanks.
Don't thank me, thank Old Navy.
Valid 12/19 through 12/24. In stores only. Exclusions apply.
Neat.
On the first day of Christmas, Grossinger gave to me a huge offer for my family.
We need your trade, and we're willing to pay. During Grossinger Autoplex's year-end trade-in event, get top dollar in cash for cars in any condition with over $6,400 off on a new 2016 Buick Verano. Save big with 0% financing for 72 months on every new Buick and GMC. And Grossinger Autoplex in Lincolnwood will save you $5,500 off a new 2016 GMC Terrain. The end of the year means our best price on a new Buick and GMC. There's never been a better time to buy. Hurry in. These savings are available this week only at Grossinger Autoplex in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and grossingerautoplex.com. That's grossingerautoplex.com.
Number B60119, number M60130, off MSRP on select new models. You must qualify. $1,389 per thousand financed, expires 1/2/17.
And Steakhouse, Succulent Steak, Seafood, and Seasonal Spirits await holiday celebrations of any size. Book your next festive fling today at Sullivan Steakhouse, River North, downtown Naperville, Lincolnshire.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
And at 548 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, my two favorite words in show business.
What a hole!
Has joined us. Hello, Lawrence, out there.
Hello, Uncle Terry. Hello, Dan.
Hello,
yeah, tonight,
Lawrence.
We're doing the show from House of Music and Entertainment. You guys have been here, haven't you?
I don't think so.
It doesn't ring a bell, but then again, I don't remember yesterday.
It is fantastic. Like 25,000 square feet.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a big old place. They do a lot of musical acts here, and I love this. This is outstanding. So we'll do the Miller Lite Top Draft Show here tonight, and if you're in Arlington Heights, you should come by. It's very easy to find right on Rand Road.
Now look at Daniel Braverman, too. You know, you get on the active roster, next thing you know, somebody's throwing you a bone, getting you out there for a little appearance thing.
Yeah, yeah. Get a radio show as soon as you get on the active roster.
Wow,
yes.
Look at that.
So Daniel Braverman is going to sit in for Dion Bush, who is apparently Dion Bush. Or did we outlaw that?
No.
No, I think we held it. We had a special moratorium on that, I believe.
Yeah, we did. I'm sorry. We gotta let people know the rules. Yeah.
So he isn't feeling quite right, so Daniel Braverman is going to sit in with him. So there's a lot I want to talk with him about, actually. There's a ton of different topics that I want to kind of bring to Daniel Braverman's attention, and hopefully he's ready for it. Hopefully.
I think he'll be ready for it. He seems like a smart enough guy, at least from what we heard from him on draft day and in minicamp, et cetera. I know there was an issue with a route that he ran.
There was.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was a quarterback looking at him like, dude,
went the wrong way.
You were where I threw it because we had a little miscommunication there, as they say.
Have you guys been spending time today talking about Matt Barkley?
A little bit.
Here's what I don't understand. It's one of the things I want to explore in the first segment and in the first hour tonight is what's the rush?
I don't know.
I don't get what the rush is to, well, you know what? I've decided that's the guy that should be the starter for the Bears.
I'm telling you what, Lauren, I still think some of this, it harkens back to the whole Rex and Kyle thing and the immediate belief that there has to be some kind of tribalism, you know, Cutler and anybody. That's it. And it never, ever stops in this town, and it makes people dumb. It makes people think things about quarterbacks that aren't true. It makes people see things in quarterbacks that aren't there. And it's reflex. It is Chicago football reflexive quarterback tribalism. I'm planting my flag. I declare this guy who sucks is awesome. And it's never going to stop.
Happened all day long, Lawrence.
I don't know.
They're out there.
I don't know what can make it stop.
Yep, they're out there.
All right, so we'll discuss, and I'm sure there'll be people that'll call in and talk about that. And I want to ask Daniel, did he have to row the boat? I want to find out exactly what rowing the boat is all about. But that's true. I do have kind of a full boat today. There's a Lato show at the end that Zach had to do, but other than that, yes.
Not had to do, wanted to do.
Well, yeah, after last night. Hey, yes. Blue Demons 7-4 right now, getting ready to head to the semifinals of the Las Vegas Classic against Mitch Unrein's Wyoming tomorrow, or Thursday. Thursday, that's right, Thursday.
Outstanding. All right, Lawrence, let's get some quick thank yous. Get the hell out of your way. Got stuff to do.
We'd like to thank Matt Miller, Zach Zaidman, Greg Gabriel, Mark Schanowski, and Hub Arkish for joining us.
We thank our crack production staff, the best in the damn business, Mr. Matt Abaticola.
Time now for Boomer to answer our weekly Ask the Pros question. Boomer, you may recall the question was from our good friend, I can't find his name, Matt Morris in Raleigh. Is that right?
He's our good friend and you can't find his name?
You can't find his name. Yeah, so we're going to send him a Christmas present.
I know.
Wow.
The Carolina Panthers went
so
from...
So what was the question? I don't remember.
The Carolina Panthers... The Carolina Panthers went from almost winning the Super Bowl to five wins thus far, now six with tonight's game, and win over the Redskins. Why?
Why what? Oh, man.
Why?
Why what, Kev?
Why have they struggled? Why are you dancing?
I'm trying to stay warm. You didn't bring the space heater.
It is 26 degrees.
My wife. Kevin Harlan is a national treasure.
He really is.
Is our good friend. You can't find his name.
And the best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
That's reminiscent of the hogs of yesteryear.
We thank you for listening, calling, emailing. Actually, we can do it all over again tomorrow. Lawrence Holmes.
Yeah, I want to mention something too real quick. As Chris Ranji is arriving to handle updates, that Julie DeCaro, just because she's a good person, went over to the spread from Real Urban Barbecue, put a whole plate together, because Ranji, he said something, you know, I never get any food because I always get there late. She put together this huge plate for Ranji just because she was a nice big sister.
She's a nice person,
That was. I don't think I've seen a move like that before. And for Ranji, think about that. Wow.
Oh, boy. Emailing.
Texting.
We'll do it all over again tomorrow. Lawrence Holmes coming away, Top Draft Show. Everybody have a terrific night. We will talk to you tomorrow, usual time.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
The whole town's talking about the Webb boys.
Hi, I'm John Webb. During the year-end event at PacuWeb 4, get...
cards for kids.
donate your car today.
Now accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Hurry, it's your last chance to donate for 2016.
This holiday season, be sure to give gifts that everyone loves. Give gifts from Lover's Lane, like our Christmas bundle. It's three gifts in one. A piece of lingerie, petite to plus size. A bedroom toy, both totaling $100 or more. Then receive half off a love kit. What's a love kit? Our romance specialist will show you all the steamy details.
Ooh.
This holiday season, start playing together at Lover's Lane. If you can't decide, give a gift card.
The season to save is now during the Red Tag Sales event at Sunrise Chevrolet. And as our gift to you, we're rolling back prices. Our 2016 Chevys must go. Shop our huge inventory of Silverados, Cruises, Malibus, Tracks, and more. Plus, get 0% financing on select new Chevys or lease a new 2017 Chevy Equinox LS for $189 a month. But hurry, these offers end with the holidays. Visit SunriseChevrolet.com, the bright way to buy.
Plus, tax, title, license, stock fee, 24-month lease with $30.49 due with signing financing to qualifying buyers with approved credit. Find new roads.
Holiday Happy Helpline. Help, I've got a bad case of present procrastinitis. I left all my gift shopping to the last minute and time is running out.
Just get to Old Navy now.
Old Navy?
Yep, the entire store is up to 75% off right now.
Up to 75% off the entire store?
That's right. Old Navy's got the gifts everyone wants. Cozy scarves, stylish sweaters, the entire store, all at up to 75% off right now.
I can't wait another minute. I'm going there now. Thanks.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy.
Valid 12/19 through 12/24. In stores only. Exclusions apply.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
Interesting item. Interesting music.
Oh, no!
Oh, Holy Night is yet another holiday classic that has an interesting backstory. In 1843, a church organ in a small town in southern France had been renovated. The parish priest asked a local poet to write a poem. The writer, Placide Capot, did what the priest requested, even though he was a professed atheist and anti-clerical. Additionally, Oh, Holy Night turned out to be the second piece of music ever to be broadcast on radio.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena tonight at 7. Single game and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. The Blackhawks have won 7 straight at home against Ottawa, and that's who they'll face tonight. Good news for Coach Joe Quenneville and company. Corey Crawford back on the ice for the morning skate. He could play as early as Friday against Colorado. Artem Anisimov will sit out tonight as well with an upper body injury. Coach Q said he could be back Friday as well. Puck drops tonight at the United Center at 7:30. Bears practiced on their regular off day today. That's because they'll take on Washington on Saturday at Soldier Field. Bears sit at 3-11 and at the bottom of the NFC North. Head coach John Fox says at the top of the Bears' to-do list, get better on tackling.
Our poorest tackling game for sure. Some of it is the opponent, and then some of it we just didn't execute very well. So it's something we've talked about, and actually it was a must for the game against Green Bay. It's something obviously our antenna's up and we're working on this week.
Bears making a couple of roster moves today, signing running back Braylon Addison to the active roster, placing wide receiver Eddie Royal on IR, and waiving offensive lineman Cornelius Edison. Elsewhere in the league, Yahoo Sports reporting that the LA Rams are dead set on getting John Gruden as their next head coach. The NFL has fined the Giants $150,000 and Coach Ben McAdoo $50,000 for the illegal use of walkie-talkies during their Week 14 win over the Cowboys. Bulls return to action tomorrow night when Washington comes to town. The Clippers' Blake Griffin will be out 3 to 6 weeks following knee surgery. The Kings have opted to fine and not suspend center DeMarcus Cousins for his recent run-in with a Sacramento Bee columnist. And in baseball, John Heyman says the Cubs are one of 5 teams interested in starter Tyson Ross and says Ross may have already visited Chicago. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai Holiday Sales event is going on now. And does your common cold feel anything but common? Walgreens can help you find the right cold relief fast, like Walgreens brand cold and flu products. They give you effective relief at a great price. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
Jules, it's so good to hear your voice. Fantastic job. Thank you very much. This hour of the show is being brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers. Tony, let's go.
Make me a bicycle, clown.
Welcome in. Lawrence Holmes here with you until 10 o'clock tonight. That's right. We've got a full bowl show for you, which is fantastic. And we took the show out on the road. We're here in Arlington Heights, home of music and entertainment. Home. That's it. Home. If you're in the area, I'll be here until about 10 o'clock. Daniel Braverman of the Bears is going to join us now at 7 for our Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Initially, we had Deion Bush scheduled, but he wasn't able to roll. So Daniel Braverman will be here from 7 until 8 o'clock tonight, and we'll talk some Bears with him. I want to start off by talking Bears with you. The phone number is 312-644-6767. You can text the show. 670-11 is the way that you can do that. You can also hit me up on Twitter and Instagram. I just put up a pic of the sliders, the pot roast sliders here at home. Yes, sir. They're tasty. At Lawrence W. Holmes is where you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. Here's where I'd like to start. And before Daniel gets here, I want to take as many phone calls as we can. And I definitely want to get Joe and Tony involved in the conversation as well. So you've seen 4 weeks of Matt Barkley. And overall, the 4 weeks that you've seen has been pretty good. There have been some things that haven't been great. There were some early on when he was thrown in there, there were some read issues, there were some red zone issues that the Bears were having. But you've also seen him have great fourth quarter numbers, seen him have good poise in the pocket, fairly good pocket awareness, coming up with big throws, not having the moment look too big for him so far in fourth quarters. I've been really impressed with Matt Barkley. And so that you understand where I'm coming from before we get to really dissecting it and taking phone calls. when Mark Trestman was here, I was hoping that the Bears would get Matt Barkley because I felt like he could succeed in a West Coast, a true West Coast offense. I felt like he was the perfect guy to kind of put into that system. And I remembered watching him at USC and going, yeah, you know, that guy's got a little something. He had the injury his senior year. I'm still shocked that he went back to college for a senior year. I'm a big fan of, and we'll talk more about this later on in the show, you don't play football for free unless you have to, because it doesn't make sense to play it for free if you don't have to. And that means getting to the next level, getting, if you have a chance to be a pro and you want to take off of a meaningless bowl game, I'm good with that. But that's another subject for later on in the show. And we'll have a couple of guests that'll come on and join us. But when it comes to Barkley and the way that he's played, I don't understand why on my social media feeds, why when I'm taking phone calls here at the Score, why there's this automatic jump to, well, that guy should be a starter. Or I get the question all the time, well, do you think that Barkley should start? I want to ask you a real question about this. If you are someone that's in the Barkley camp that truly feels like he's it, you have seen the future and his name is Matt Barkley, do you want the Bears to operate this offseason as if they have a franchise starting quarterback? Now, before you pick up the phone, I want you to really think about this. If what you're saying is true, if you've seen the new guy, if you've seen the guy that is going to lead the Bears, you feel like he is a starter. Do you want the Bears to operate this offseason as if they have found their starter? Because I will tell you that that's silly. But if you have a guy, if you actually have a starting quarterback, then that's what you would do. You wouldn't be in the draft perhaps looking at a quarterback high as number four, which I'm not convinced the Bears are going to do. But if you have the guy, you don't worry about that. You might take a flyer on someone who you think could be great, like the Patriots getting ready for the end of Tom Brady, whenever that is. But that's what we're talking about now. And I know you want to jump in, and I want you to jump in. 312-644-6767. Here's the other part of it. I'm not saying that Matt Barkley can't start in the NFL long term. I have doubts. I have long doubts against it. And I wish that we could let the process play out a little bit. Not Joel Embiid, but the process. And for this process, the process is finishing the season. Let the season play out. He's played four games. He will end up playing six. And there's still a lot of things where you go, ooh, he really misfires over the middle of the field, and sometimes that ends up being an interception for him. He seems to, that's one of his blind spots as a passer. He doesn't have a big arm that could maybe get him out of trouble on some throws or have him end up completing some throws that he's missed. I just want to see more. What I think Matt Barkley has done has earned more time. He continues to earn more time, that he's played well enough to go, I'd like to see a little bit more of that, please. But the idea of he has cemented himself as your franchise's starter for the foreseeable future, I think that is dangerous. I know that the Bears don't operate as if they are us discussing it. But I would be shocked if they have come to that determination with only four games on tape. Now, let me give you a couple of cautionary tales. I talked a little bit about this on Sunday. Who was the league MVP up to week five this year? Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz played a really, really solid first five games of the season. Remember? He played the Bears. And you're like, ooh, look at that. Who's the league MVP this year? Some people think it's Dak. I probably might go Elliott. If I could give it to the Dallas, like, offensive line, that would probably be my call. You have to be careful when anointing a guy as the guy going forward. What I think Matt Barkley has done is earned himself some money. I'd love to be in his position because I think that he's got some bargaining power because of the state of quarterback play in the NFL. Whether that's to come back here next year and I guess compete for a starting job with Brian Hoyer and rookie quarterback, or if that means he's going to go someplace and be someone's, be a, an established starter's number two. He still earned himself a lot more money than what he's making this year, which is $600,000. And I applaud him. But sometimes I feel like because a guy, Matt Barkley is all of us. I think that it's very easy for us to put ourselves in his shoes and go, well, I work hard. I'm a hard worker. I do everything right. I deserve a chance. And maybe you do. But that doesn't mean that because he works hard, he should be promoted to where farther ahead than what he actually has earned. I think he's earned a look. Let's say your phone calls on this. 312-644-6767 is the number. Milwaukee and Terrell. Hey, Terrell, you're on the Score.
Hey, I just had a question. Well, actually not a question, more of a statement. Matt Barkley, I wouldn't care if he was actually the starter for next year because it's actually a shakeup, and who's in the first round or the second round that you would actually spend money on as far as getting a quarterback. So
you don't know the answer to that.
Yeah,
it might end up being a quarterback that you don't take in the first or second round. Although when you look at the starters in Super Bowls, that's usually where you find them. The majority of them are found in the first or second round.
Right. So if honestly, we'd probably get the a top five pick. If we get a top five pick and we spend it on a quarterback. But the likelihood of us needing to spend it on a quarterback is not really if we got Matt Barkley, because he actually has somebody under center that can stabilize the offense. He actually would have been 4-0 had, the receivers didn't drop the ball, or, the defense didn't, miss a couple tackles.
Or he didn't throw red zone interceptions?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Absolutely. The two last week kind of hurt us.
Yeah. Let's just look at what it is. Let's not wipe anything away. He is what he is. Let's not say, well, he would be undefeated and blah, 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 blah. Because there are reasons, there are plays that he didn't make that has led the Bears to these losses that they've had too.
But now, if you look at the draft and if you look at free agency, if Logan's even going to be there next year, who is honestly that's out there? Because everybody got this big notion, let's get rid of Color, and, I'm one of the people that say that. But if you get rid of Matt Barkley, or if Matt Barkley isn't our starter, who else is going to take hold of that offense?
Well, I mean, are you just looking for names? Because there are at least two of them still on the roster. Brian Hoyer and Connor Shaw. Or drafted rookie quarterback.
But you know what you got with Brian Hoyer, right?
Yeah, Matt Barkley.
All right, man. I hang up, man. But I would rather have Matt Barkley from what I've seen in the past couple of weeks.
Why are you comparing it to that? Why wouldn't you try and find the best quarterback who might be the guy that's playing in college?
Because you can actually do that. You can actually go in the first or second round and draft you a quarterback. That doesn't mean he has to start right away. He can actually sit out for a couple of weeks or a half a year or even a whole year to learn.
To learn from Matt Barkley, who's made a career four starts.
We don't have to draft someone. If we have Matt Barkley under center, we don't have to draft someone that we have to be in a position to say we have to start him on day one. We can actually have somebody and sit him and let him learn the offense, let him get coached up before we actually pull the trigger.
Here's the problem with that, Terrell. Matt Barkley is a quarterback who's going to need every single repetition to reach his maximum potential. So you're willing to forego your rookie draft pick quarterback of getting those reps because Matt Barkley is here?
No, absolutely not. If you draft the quarterback and you go into 2017 saying Matt Barkley's our starter, how is that hurting anyone?
Because you're not going to be able to fully develop Matt Barkley if you're going to give reps away.
But he almost had a whole year and a full training camp to get ready. So we don't know what we got in Matt Barkley, which is true. But then at the other,
which is why you have to give him the reps. If you're saying that you're good with him being the starter, then the starter has to get those reps to get better.
And that's what he's doing. You see what he's doing with the offense right now.
Yes,
and if you give
it's,
him more
it's,
time,
it's
be
been exactly okay. Better. It's been okay. It hasn't been great. It's just been okay. But you're convinced that this is the dude. I'm not there with you on that yet. Aurora and Sam. Hey, Sam, you're on the score.